K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, I just wanted to call and get your advice on something.
Well, what's your name?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
And I'm a student at UD. I met this guy on Tinder. His name is Cody. And we had a date at the trolley stop. And,
ooh,
like, yeah, we met on Tinder. It was cool. And he got there. He was so nice. And, like, I liked him right away. Super, super handsome. Then, you know, he just kind of, like, got up from the table. And I thought he was going to the bathroom. But then he just didn't come back.
Disappeared.
He ghosted?
Yeah, like in real life. Yeah, and I was super surprised, and obviously I'm like a little bit upset about it because I had a really good feeling with this guy. So, you know, he won't message me back. I haven't seen him on campus anywhere, and like I don't know. Like I'd really like to get in touch with him, so I don't know what to do.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, well, we could try and reach out and see if we can get a hold of Cody and see why he pulled the old vanishing act on you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get his phone number off the air. We're going to call him, okay?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Britt, don't you love Charlie Stop? Fry and I were just talking about that the other day.
I haven't been there in a little while.
It's
I'm going to
so
go back.
Awesome. Were you guys sitting outside? Out on the patio?
Oh, yeah, we were outside. It was nice.
It's perfect out there.
I love that thing.
But it does make it easy for him to escape right out the front.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm not liking this.
I don't understand. Like, I don't know. Did I do something wrong? Like, I can't think of anything that I did.
Okay, well, hold on a second here. We're going to finish dialing up his number. We're going to get him on here. We'll see if we can figure out what's going on here. Okay, Britt?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking for Cody.
Speaking.
Hi, Cody.
Cody, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Who's this?
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from radio station K99.1 FM, the country station.
You sound panicked.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all good?
Yeah. I'm just working right now. But yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah. We'll try and make this quick. Hey, we understand you were at the trolley stop recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany, with Brittany, is that right?
Okay.
Yeah, she says you guys go to UD together. What's up?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Is Brittany setting this up or something?
Like, well, she said you guys went on a first date, and she really liked you, and you haven't called her back, so she asked us to help.
Yeah, we understand you slipped out, kind of like said you were using the restroom, just never came back.
I mean, all right, so I met her on Tinder, but there's always crazy women on Tinder. So
Tinder's interesting.
Yeah, she's kind of nutty.
What do you mean by nutty? Like, what makes her nutty?
So she went to the restroom, and I was thinking, okay, she'll come back. I ordered appetizers and stuff, got more drinks, and she still didn't come back. It's been like 5 minutes, and it was like 10 minutes, and finally it's like 15 minutes. I'm just like,
I'd be worried about her.
I would too.
Were
she
you
okay?
I mean, I finished my appetizers, so I was just like, all right, I'm done with my food. Where she's at? Is she alive, or did she just get kidnapped or something? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I get up and I look for her. You know, I look around the restaurant and I found her in a situation that was not cool.
What's going on?
Well, she was okay, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, she was okay. She was more than okay.
Oh.
She was making out with the server.
Huh?
Where was this happening at?
It was in the back of the restaurant.
So they were trying to hide from you a little bit, or was it like in plain sight?
I mean, I had to find them. They were hiding, but it was not cool for me. And it was very disrespectful, and I dipped after that.
So she...
I checked out.
So she's cheating on you on your first date, barely a half hour into it, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, listen, Tyler.
My name's Cody, not Tyler.
You have no idea what's going on. You're just, like, assuming a lot of things, and you're like, accusing me of stuff, and you don't even, like, that was my brother. Like, we weren't making out. He was going through a hard time, and I was just, you know, we were talking. So that's all that happened. You're just, like, assuming shit.
I'm sorry, but, like, I don't kiss my sister in the mouth fully.
Gross.
Oh, my God. I can't. Are you kidding me? Are you seriously going to, like, are you going to talk to me? Oh, my God. Like, you, oh, my.
Why would you kiss your,
I knew that you were a jerk. I knew that you were, like, too nice and that this was all too good to be true. You are ridiculous. You need to off. Get your together.
Whoa.
Like, sorry. Brittany, you're a liar and you're a.
You're a liar.
Oh,
I thought you were supposed to be some kind of, like, nice guy, and look at you. You're just like I said, jumping to conclusions.
Fry, I think you should, like, rid of her.
Talking
about. Yeah. Done. Go, go. Okay, just a second.
Okay,
go,
so we're going to mute, Brittany out of here for just a second.
Okay. All right. She's gone, Cody. It's safe.
We got her on a nice safe hold spot.
Yeah, so I know a guy there. This is, like, that's my bar. A friend that works there, and, like, that's not a brother. That's a worker there. That's a server. And I know what happened. She made out with him.
Well, it sounds like she's got anger issues, and you're probably better off.
She lit right up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know, man. Like, if I did the same thing she did, she would probably yell at me, and, like, you know what? She would have reason to, because it's gross. You don't commit a night with somebody and then just go, oh, yeah, I'm just hanging out with him. He's my friend. I'm going to make out with you, server, because I give you, like, 10% off breadstick, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Cody, we're sorry we bothered you. Now
Absolutely.
You know, right?
Yeah, you know, we'd offer a second date, but I don't, you know.
No, not with that crazy.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He's like, I tried to tell you guys.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your time, Cody. We appreciate it.
But if you want to hook me up with someone else who's, like, not crazy and not going to make out with someone, like, immediately when we're on a date, let me know.
Okay.
Deal.
We got you.
That's
we'll
fair.
Add you to the list.
Right?
By the way, I just want to say that a lot of my friends listen at the campus at
K99. So. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I feel cool right now.
Well, Cody, you're awesome, okay, in our book.
So we're going to let you go, Cody. We're going to pop over to her line real quick here, but we think we should probably be off the phone.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, go Flyers.
Yes, yeah, go Flyers.
Go Flyers.
Right. You have no idea what the I have been through in my life, and you're a judgmental piece of
Oh, my God.
You're going to end up in hell where you belong, and
okay.
You're going to burn there. And people,
we made
you know
a good
what?
Call.
You're going to have the worst time, and it's never going to
wow.
end.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a torment. Okay. Someone like you, and you're just